Local notes and how to use them. I mentioned earlier that we were going to talk quite a lot about notes in these modules. The first type of notes that I want to discuss with you are local notes. Remember that to access notes from within the menu, you'll need to be in application mode to do so. I'm going to press N to go to notes, and I have a couple of folders in here. You will only have one if you've just received your Brilliant, and your folder name will be local. If I go into my local notes folder right now, the message that I receive is empty. I currently have no local notes. Before I create a note and show you how it works, let me explain what a local note is. One of the things that really makes the Brilliant special is that you can synchronize notes across various devices and accounts. I'll show you that in a later module. You cannot, however, synchronize a local note to other devices. It is simply, as it says it is, a local note. It is available strictly through your Brilliant. There are any number of ways that you can choose to use local notes, however. You could use notes as shopping lists. You could use a note as a scratch pad to write down a phone number or address or email address. You could make a note for a reminder, something you know you need to do and you have nothing else to write with at the moment. You may want to think of the local notes folder as a way to store and save your more private notes. For instance, if you wanted to put a credit card number in here that you needed briefly, you could do that. You could keep a journal in here. If you needed to write down something confidential, you could do that as well. So these notes are your own personal notes that you have no intention of sharing with anyone. There are any number of ways that you can use local notes to add some efficiency to your life. There are 8 gigabytes of storage available in the Brilliant for notes. Let's create a note and I'll show you how this works. To create a new local note, I'm going to press space with N. And I can see my cursor sitting in the first cell and nothing else in this note. I'm going to be really original. I'm going to type, "This is a test!" exclamation mark. Now that I have this note written, there are a few very basic editing commands that I can use. For a new line, I can press Enter or I can press N on the joystick. To backspace, I can use the backspace key or space with B. For the previous line, I can use space with .1, or I can move up using the joystick. To go to the next line, I can use space with .4, or joystick down. To move to the previous word, I can use space and .2. To go to the next word, I can use space and .5. To move to the previous character, it's space with .3, or move the joystick to the left. Next character, space with .6. Or move the joystick to the right. To move to the top of the note, space with dots 1, 2, 3. To move to the end of the note, space with dots 4, 5, 6. Please keep in mind that when I'm saying space with or space and, this means that you press the dots in conjunction with the space bar. So for instance, to go to the top or beginning of a note, you'll press the space bar in combination with dots 1, 2, and 3. There are some commands related to saving notes too, but we'll get to those in just a second. In addition to those commands, I want to remind you of the power of these cursor routing sensors. I added a little bit more to my note, and I'm going to go to the top of the note and read it to you. I'm going to pan through with my left and right panning keys. It says, "This is a test." This will be used in the Brilliant module. I purposefully made some mistakes in here. Instead of Brilliant, I wrote Blailiant. So I have an L where the R needs to be. If I wish to delete that, I can press a cursor routing sensor over the first A in the word Brilliant, and I can backspace. Now my incorrect L has disappeared, and I can put an R here. I also put an N to begin the word module, rather than M. So if I wish to change that, I will press a cursor routing sensor over the letter O of module, backspace to delete the N, and put in an M. I can also insert text in the same way. Let's say, for instance, I wanted module to be modules. I could press a cursor routing sensor over the period, if there was one, or directly after the E of module, and then insert an S after that. Remember that you can move your cursor position with either the cursor routing sensors, the joystick, or using the commands I just mentioned to move by character, word, or line. In the case of this particular note, I don't want to save it, so I'll use one of the save commands available. In this case, a command not to save. I can press space with the letter Z. and I get a prompt that says exit without save. I'm going to press Y for yes on this because I do not want this note. And I am back to the message empty because I have no notes in my local notes folder. Please note that this space with Z command also works very well if you have a note, you've gone into it, and you've added text that you don't want to save. So for instance, let's say I have a note called class, and I put some stuff in class, say some notes that I just needed for myself yesterday, and I saved those notes. But when I went to class today and I went to the lecture, I realized I made a few notes, but I don't really need them. If I don't need the changes that I made today, I can just press space with Z, exit without saving, and I still have the information from yesterday, just not the stuff that I didn't need from today. There are two other save commands available to you. To save the note, it's space with S. This command will leave you in the note so that you can continue writing. If you wish to save and exit the note, it's space with E. And again, if you don't wish to save your current note, it's space with Z to exit it. When you are saving a note, it's important to know that you can't give the note a name of your choice. It saves the note as the first few words of that note. For instance, if my note says, "Hi, this is a test," it will likely save my note as something very similar to that. And then I'll be able to find it in my notes list. If this is confusing for you, consider putting a title in your note. In other words, have the first thing you type in the note be what you would like that note to be called. For instance, I could have called the note I just wrote Test Note, or something really original like that. That way, when I found it in my list of notes, it would have said Test Note. The way I would do this is write the quote-unquote title of the note, press Enter twice to make a line break, and then begin my note. That way, if I'm reading it back on the display, I understand and remember that I wrote a title. Also, putting titles in your notes can assist you with organization and finding the notes you want more easily and quickly. If you wish to switch between computer and literary braille when you are in a note, the command to do that is space with G, space with dots 1, 2, 4, 5. If you're in literary braille mode, your cursor will be represented by dots 7 and 8. If you're in computer braille, the cursor will be represented by dot 8. Just a reminder, if you have a long list of notes in any of your notes folders, including your local folder, and you wish to find a note quickly, you can use first letter navigation to find that note. However, if that note's name begins with a capital letter, you will need to press dot 7 in combination with the first letter of that note's name. For instance, if you're looking for a note called grocery store, and you know it begins with a capital G, you'll need to press dot 7 in combination with dots 1, 2, 4, and 5 for G. The reason you need to do this is because the notes list is in computer braille. If you just press G to try and find that note, it's not going to work. You do need to press dot 7 to represent the capital letter. Then you'll be able to select that note to open it with whichever command you prefer for doing that. If you have a note and you know you just don't want it anymore, you can find it in your notes list by scrolling to it, and you can press space with D to delete that note. If by chance you turn the power off on your Brilliant while you are in a note, it will save your note for you. That is something good to know if that happens to you. We will be talking about synchronizing notes in an upcoming module.